This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Here's the scenario. You're sitting at a bar.
Okay, I'm at a bar.
And some fairly drunk guys next to you express some incredibly racist and sexist positions. How should you tell them that they're off base without escalating the situation?
Denny, given that hypothetical situation, why do you think I should intervene? I mean, am I obligated to give a public service announcement at my risk and at my cost?
Dean, don't you stand by your convictions? If you hear people saying things that are just wrong, shouldn't you tell them that what they're saying is offensive to you?
Oh, but listening does not imply acceptance of the views that I hear or overhear. But even if they were speaking directly to me, I don't have a responsibility to always express what I'm thinking, what's in my heart. Ethically speaking, a pluralistic society suggests that we not only be tolerant to others' views, it suggests we try to understand why others hold those views. But pluralism does not demand that we take every opportunity to push our views upon others.
British philosophers John Stuart Mill and Harriet Taylor would agree with you. They argue that, as citizens, we have a responsibility to seek out opinions different from our own. We have the greatest responsibility to seek out opinions that force us to re-examine what we think we believe. Now, that's not going to happen if we confront everyone who says things that we find disagreeable.
So, based on that Mill-Taylor analysis, it's ethical for me to keep my mouth shut and listen to those racist, sexist guys argue their positions. Heck, I should even buy the next round.
Right, and it's probably safer, too.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.